Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is... Oh, here we go. God damn it, this is like flying by. That's right, it's Evil Weasel Wednesday, but every day's fucking evil anymore, isn't it? It's also the 29th day of December 2021. It means we're getting pretty close to the next fucking another year of fucking blatant in your face stomp at fucking tyranny that people are fucking taking. It's also the 29th day of December 2021. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on here and mix it up with me today. It is currently 31 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 33 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And man, we're getting a winter. I mean, and it's supposed to start snowing again. We may get enough until we don't start choking on California smoke clear to June. Who knows, you know, but I'm sure all them fuckers will be down here. Everywhere you fucking go, there'll be a fucking Winnebago sitting where you fucking used to sit in the quiet. Let's see what we're going to jump into here. CDC says exaggerated Omicron spread, and we're going to jump into that. I mean, this shit is just getting so ridiculous. It's not even funny. We'll be right back. Take your brain. It's time to go.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then. I decided I'm going to start somewhere else. I had this one article here. It talks about, you know, the New York Times is talking about changing the fucking first article and the second article of the fucking Constitution, of the fucking Bill of Rights. Here we are, Walmart. You fucking give it a go. See if you can get any of those cunts in Washington to give it a go. Violate that ninth article straight up and say it, you motherfuckers. And then we can start exchanging bullets. They want us to read this shit so they can act like, I mean, you old fucking pathetic fucking dickless ballless fucking old propagandists make me want to puke. Should the Boston Globe be allowed to edit the Constitution? Well, of course, it's a magazine. It's a goddamn newspaper. How fucking, that's what I'm talking about. The shit made to irritate you so you ain't paying attention on how to get rid of these son of a bitches. Anyway, we're going to start out at study. At least 400,000 people in America died from COVID vaccines, which is not a COVID vaccine. It is a goddamn biological kill agent developed to fucking cull the world population, period. And everybody fucking knows it now. You son of a bitches are fucking losing so fucking bad that you're doing the most ridiculous shit I've ever saw in my life. This is from Natural News. It was sent in by Misty for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. Columbia University researchers have found that the true death count from the Wuhan coronavirus 19 doesn't exist. Coronavirus doesn't exist. Coronavirus COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 doesn't exist. Vaccination, it is not. It is a goddamn biological kill agent. Is subsequently higher than the official, this is the death toll from the fucking kill agent, is substantially higher than the official figures from the U.S. Center for Disease Control and Prevention. You see, it's gotten so goddamn outrageous. Their web of lies is closing in on itself. Pretty soon we'll just wad it up and toss it off the fucking table and just start hanging the son of a bitches. The CDC claims that nearly 20,000 people have died from the Fauci flu injection. Now, back in the 70s when they did the swine flu, when it reached 10,000, they shut that son of a bitch down, didn't they? And that was just in the United States. How many people has this killed around the fucking planet? Millions. These motherfuckers have killed fucking millions. They're fucking international genocide as what they have committed, and they need to be dealt with, people. And there's only one people that are going to deal with them, and it's fucking us, because we're the only ones that have any fucking guns left. 20,000 people have died from the Fauci flu injection. I love the Fauci flu injection, huh? There ain't no goddamn flu. COVID-19 doesn't exist. There is no Delta fucking version. There is no this drought, whatever in the hell it's called, version, because there's 0 + 0 = 0, and there is no goddamn corona. COVID-19 fucking virus, period. The Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System, VARS, a government-run database of vaccine injuries, currently shows around 20,000 deaths and nearly 103,000 hospitalizations from Chinese virus shots. And it ain't the Chinese virus shot. It is a goddamn fucking biological kill agent developed in a Chinese lab, paid for with your own fucking money. You paid to have yourself killed, you stupid fucks. Virus shot. In total, as of December 3rd, there are nearly 1 million adverse events logged in conjunction with the jabs. The problem with VAERS is that it... what the problem here is? It's just, goddamn, in this 21st century with fucking computers that can help fucking... Now we can go to fucking Mars, but we can't fucking calculate a few fucking numbers anymore? Incompetence? No, I don't think so. The problem with VAERS is that it only captures a very small percentage, a little as 1%. So it's like a survey? Is that what you're trying to tell me? Like one of your phony fucking surveys? Of vaccine injuries and deaths. Because of this, scientists often use multipliers to estimate the true. The true count. Okay. An abstract of this latest study on COVID injections deaths explains that accurate estimates of COVID vaccine induced, the kill agent, the fucking kill agent developed as a kill agent. It was never developed as a fucking vaccine to anything. It was developed to fucking cull the fucking world population. Induced severe adverse events and death rates are critical for risk-benefit ratio analysis of vaccination and boosters against SARS-CoV-2 coronavirus bullshit in different groups. Now, like I said, if that's what they're using for the measuring stick at 10,000 and back in the 70s, that's when... death from the injections became at 10,000. They fucking shut them down, and you never heard about swine flu no more, did you? For the research, the Columbia scientists used the regional variation rates to predict all-cause mortality and non-COVID deaths in subsequent time periods. This was based on two independent publicly available data sets from the United States and Europe. They found that more than 6 weeks after injection, COVID jabs had a negative correlation with mortality. That's bullshit. They're trying to say that more people died of the disease and the bullshit. You lying motherfuckers. It never stops, people. It never stops as long as you allow it. correlation with mortality. Within 5 weeks, however, the jabs predicted all-cause mortality in nearly every age group with an age-related temporal pattern consistent with the U.S. vaccine rollout. Which means everybody who died, I mean, people that went through windshields and cars, everybody, they had it. That's how we already knew that. This is what we were telling you was happening at the fucking time. And hey, you know what? We were right. I mean, this shit ain't fucking rocket science. If you can't see what these cocksuckers are doing by now, you're fucking goofy. Comparing the study's estimate vaccine fatality rate with the CDC report rate, the researchers concluded VARs deaths are underreported by a factor of 20, which is consistent with known VARs under ascertainment bias, reported WND. Based on these findings, the Columbia team declared that the risk associated with Chinese virus injections including the boosters, outweighed the benefits in children, young adults, and older adults with low occupational risk or previous coronavirus exposure. They further emphasized that there is an, quote, urgent need to identify, develop, and disseminate diagnostic and treatments for life-altering vaccine injuries. Well, I'm telling you what, people, this is fucking goddamn DNA therapy. You can't undo it. Once you've done it, it can't be undone. You have been changed for the rest of your fucking life, however long it is. And you did it to yourself. And this shit is, I mean, it can't be hid no more. It turns out that the findings of the Columbia study might still represent a major undercount. Oh, no. You mean the goddamn numbers are catching up with them? I mean, they just can't fucking, the lies are catching up with them? This lie can't, we can't find a lie to match all the other lies? That's what happens when you weave a web of lies. The true death count from Chinese virus injections, that is the goddamn kill agent, could be more than double even the 400,000 figure. Steve Krish, executive director of the Vaccine Safety Research Foundation, VSRF, recently conducted an analysis comparing anaphylactic rates published in a study to the rate found in VARs. Based on that, Kirch estimates that the true death toll from the shots, this is from the kill shot, is not a vaccine, that is a goddamn biological kill agent, shots is more than 41 times higher, around 820,000 people killed by this fucker, and they stopped goddamn the swine flu at 10,000. How many people have they killed across this planet, people? And now, I mean, hey, this is in your fucking face. Why don't you go get a fucking shot? Using whistleblower data from the CMS, Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services, Kirsch's analysts arrived at an under-reporting factor of 44.64, which suggests the death toll could be even higher than 820,000. That's just in America, people. How many of those third world countries? Millions of people, man. They ain't no, I mean, well, they can't even say no. They get whooped if they say no. The number is higher than the official number attributed to COVID. Oh, no shit. Because there is no such thing as COVID-19. There is no such thing as COVID-19. COVID-19 does not fucking exist. Never been isolated. They can't show it. They know it. You know it. And you're still fucking stupid enough to stick that in your arm. You know, I was thinking about, you know, the fucking fight. The war is fucking on. There ain't no two ways about it. But then, you know, I reading the comments and stuff, you know, I see people talking about, you know, I just can't, still trying to reach these fucking people. Remember that the goddamn people that fought the original fucking uprising that they fucking hijacked and turned into a fucking revolutionary war so the aristocrats could have their own private fiefdoms. The people who fought that were 3% of the fucking population. Now, if you were walking around a goddamn store back then, 3%. How many fucking masks would you have seen on those fucking Tories who wouldn't fucking fight? And why, and I'll tell you, when the fight was over, they sure didn't have no problem enjoying and fucking taking advantage of the fucking freedom won with other people's fucking blood. As they fucking, I'm sure they fucking went along with shit just like we're watching here. You know what? Fuck them. Everybody who doesn't fight in this goddamn cause, I mean, like I said, it was 3%. Goddamn, how many masks would they have saw? Don't act like you're fucking defeated because fucking, it don't take fucking zillion. We got 40 fucking million. You know how many people we can kill? 40 fucking million of us? And they don't even know everything we fucking have. They wish they fucking knew, but they don't. At any rate, fucking, I mean, it's time to quit trying to find people to fucking save because they don't want to be fucking saved. The bottom line is they're too cowardly. It is cowardice that is leading to this. This is why your fucking relatives, your fucking, telling you, I have to disassociate with you and I'm going to take the shot and it's because they're fucking cowards. Now tell me this. Now if they're, whatever percentage it is, 12 to 20 fucking percent, whatever percentage it is of these fucking idiots that fucking want to go along with this, why are they going along with it? Well, because they're cowards. Do you think that the other side's going to put a goddamn uniform on them and they're going to be cowards? They're going to run and hide in every fucking direction. They're going to be in the way is all they're going to fucking be. But that's all right. They'll be easily identified and we will fucking record who they are and they will leave this fucking country when we're done fighting for it. They do not get a dessert. They do not get to enjoy the fucking freedom we fought and died for. Only the fucking people who fucking did it. This time it'll be a long fucking stretch before there's some son of a bitch sitting there who had no fucking skin in the game saying, well, we could probably, change this fucking ride or change that ride. It would only be fair to let the fucking faggots come in the goddamn bathrooms or any of this fucking horse shit. This one world communist horse shit. This number is higher than the official number attributed to COVID, which doesn't exist, by the way. And we all know the number, if highly inflated, because everything these days is counted as COVID death. Yeah. Yeah, he went through the windshield of the car and COVID killed him right there on the fucking spot. In other words, the number of deaths from the vaccine, it's not a vaccine. Quit calling it a vaccine. You said it yourself. It ain't a fucking vaccine. You people fucking help with this fucking shit. It is a goddamn biological kill agent. It's made to manipulate your fucking DNA and turn your immune system against your body, just like fucking AIDS. You got it? So quit calling it a vaccine because it is not. The CDC's own site says it isn't. It's far higher than the number of deaths from the actual virus, which doesn't fucking exist. See, here you are trying to sneak that in, too. There is no... Well, I guess I have to take that back because in parentheses here, it says assuming there even is one. There is not. It's never been shown. You think if they had it, they wouldn't fucking be, you wouldn't see it 1,000 fucking times by now? It doesn't exist. This is a con that has cost millions of fucking lives and the cocksuckers who did it are not going to get away. You know, it's just like the fucking Civil War. You know, fucking Jefferson Davis and General Lee, they didn't die. When the South fucking fell, they weren't hung for treason. But all the hundreds of thousands that died on the fucking battlefield, they fucking died. Just those common folk. But fucking, I know that fucking Lee went on to teach fucking, be like a college fucking teacher or a teacher at the academy, I don't know. But they got to live out the rest of, they think they're going to do this and kill as many as they can, just like fucking Gates did over there in fucking Africa. And they're just going to get, well, why shouldn't they think it? Look at Bill Clinton. Handed the guidance systems to our ICBMs openly over to the fucking Chinese. It was fucking easily, it was, they were going to get him for it. But then if something happened, well, somebody pulled out a fucking dress with some cum on it and all of a sudden he's convicted and fucking impeached for fucking playing hide the cigar with fucking Monica Lewinsky. Nothing to do with the guidance systems that he fucking sold. Espionage. That should have put his ass against the building. He got to live out the rest of his life molesting people, biting the faces out of fucking women he's raping. This son of a bitch has never fucking paid for anything he's ever done. He's going to live in, a couple of them died. Harry Reid died today. All the fucking evil shit that son of a bitch did, he never had to pay for any of it, guys. Why? Because we set and let it fucking happen. We didn't fucking go after that bastard. That's why. You're going to let him set out? I mean, like Fossey. I mean, I got an article here about him going to get the biggest government pension that was ever fucking given to any motherfucker. And he's not even in the government. He's a part of a non-governmental fucking incorporated fucking agency, which proves this is all corporation within corporation, which has zero fucking authority over we the fucking people or our fucking goddamn law. They are subject to our fucking law. But this is why, I mean, you start thinking for just a minute, people. What you have here, if it's true, and it is true, that every fucking high position in this corporation is held by a fucking lawyer, right? Now, that lawyer is an Esquire, right? Doesn't that make that person an unregistered, unregistered operative for the British Crown? I mean, what the hell is the word they always do for Israel? Unregistered goddamn opera. I can't think of what the word I'm looking for here is. But doesn't that make them a fucking agent of the fucking crown? A fucking an unregistered agent of the fucking crown running our they're calling our judicial system. This is the British judicial system you're fucking being run through here and having your fucking absolute law fucking violated by from a foreign fucking country, which shouldn't surprise us none considering what we've seen come out of fucking Israel, right?
British aristocratic region.
Yes, sir.
It's called British aristocratic region.
Yes, sir. It is a registry. Yeah, it's the British accredited aristocratic registry. And they are foreign agents. And they are foreign agents that are not fucking registered as foreign agents. And they are absolutely 110% running a private, for the Queen, fucking judicial system, acting like we're her fucking subjects. And we are fucking not. We have our own fucking law that we, our people, fought and died for. And by God, we're going to goddamn start enforcing it and quit being a bunch of fucking pussies. We don't have to let this shit go on. It would be one thing if we were disarmed and we were stupid enough to give up our fucking arms like the goddamn Aussies did. I mean, we'd still better be out in the underground trying to get more arms, trying to get more fucking munitions to fucking kill the enemy. But by God, we have a plenty. We can wipe these fuckers out, no fucking problem. It's just fucking, like I said, you know, you people are going around, you're talking about all the mass people, and oh God, I can't talk, everybody, yeah, that's right. That's the same thing that the fucking original fucking people who uprose in this fucking country, that 3%, what did they find? 3% all they had. Man, we got a hell of a lot more than that. And once that 40 million fucking motherfuckers breaks loose that fucking aim to kill these son of a bitches, what are these worms going to fucking do? You think they're going to go put on a uniform and fight you? Because I'm here to tell you they won't. If they had any fucking guts, they wouldn't be taking the fucking kill shot to keep their job, would they? They wouldn't be fucking looking at fucking documented fucking evidence and going, oh, no, I'm going to believe the government. It's because it's safer, huh? Huh, coward. I know, coward, that's why I told you these people don't, I don't really give a shit about them no more than I do the Chinese. They're fucking cowards or they wouldn't be fucking slaves, would they? I'm not a coward, I'm not a slave, so I don't fucking, they don't impress me, they don't do nothing for me, they don't excite me, they don't do shit. In other words, the number of deaths from the vaccine, okay, we did that, okay, probably because the actual autopsy would reveal the spike protein is a synthetic version of HIV, XMRIV's, SIV, hepatitis C, with an unusual large collection of graphene oxide in the brains and cotton or clotting points, wrote one commenter at Natural News about why few, if any, autopsies are being conducted. It used to be nobody fucking died, you didn't get an autopsy. I mean, if you died of old age in the hospital, I've known a lot of people that have fucking died, and there was goddamn autopsy. When Spike died, remember, we had to wait a month because he had to have an autopsy. He just dropped, his heart exploded, he dropped dead, but by God, he had an autopsy. Well, that's why there's no autopsy. They're just, hey, well, if you'll just bring, come in there and see, that's made it make the fucking funeral so high. $15,000 to burn somebody to fucking death. I mean, to burn him into ashes, and no autopsy, you're burning the fucking evidence. I'm sure they fucking love it. Now, here's this. CDC says it exaggerate Omicron spread. Now, see, these numbers just fucked them right there in that last article. That just fucked them, showed them for the goddamn lying, genocidal, homicidal, fucking maniac, pedophilic pieces of shit that they are. So, we'll come back over here. It's just like the goddamn unemployment numbers. We'll look at them this way again, and we'll look like we underestimated the Omicron ones. That's why the numbers are there, and they're not over here. We'll put them over in this column, and then they can't show that they can't be in this column. You know, we just determined they have to be in this fucking column. That's what happened. But we'll move them over to this fucking column and make that number smaller, and it won't look like we killed 400,000 fucking people or 820,000 people, right? They're playing with fucking numbers here, people, and we're just sitting here fucking letting it happen. All right, let's look at it. This is from RT. It was sent in by Misty for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. The figure overstated by around 225%. They had to go for a prep. That was a pretty big understatement. I mean, that's a pretty big mistake, don't you think? Or did you have to move those numbers over into another column because you got busted on what you fucking did and fucking with that your fucking kill it shot, huh? That's what you really did, because Omicron cannot exist. Why? Because it's a variant, and there is nothing to be a variant of, because there is no COVID-19. So this is just fucking a bunch of eugenicists killing fucking the world population off as fast as they fucking can. And we'll just shift the numbers over into this fucking column and act like we underreported. Oh, we'll believe any fucking thing you tell us. Really, we will. Get a little closer. That's it, right? Boom! That was perfect. Had been put out instead of last week's stern warning to Americans issued by Joe Biden. The U.S. Center for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, has corrected its COVID-19 doesn't exist, COVID-19 doesn't exist, COVID-19 doesn't exist reporting, saying its previous estimate for the percentage of new cases caused by the Omicron variant was more than triple the actual figure. So, just fucking get 15 things to blame everything on. Every one of them a fucking line. Just keep transferring them back and forth. Transferring the lie over from this column to that column, while you're fucking killing off the world's population and sitting there laughing about it. I can see that son of a bitch Fossey laughing. I can see that son of a bitch Donald Trump fucking laughing. I can see that son of a bitch Biden. I can see all those cocksuckers laughing their fucking ass off. I mean, this is something that a fucking kid in high school would catch. I mean, they would see it and say, that can't be right. God damn it, I know math better than that. Or they used to know math better than that. Now in the state of Oregon, you don't even have to know math. You don't know how to write. You don't have to know how to read to get a fucking high school graduation. You don't. And you can graduate high school and get a diploma. Wonder why? So you can't see something this goddamn obvious? Only 22.5% of the U.S. COVID-19 doesn't exist, COVID-19 doesn't exist, COVID-19 doesn't exist. Infections recorded in the week that ended on December 18th were linked to Omicron, rather than 73.2%. Because, when we moved them out of that column, then now that ain't that 400,000, it was just Omicron. It wasn't the COVID, it's just COVID. I mean, it's like fucking a shell game with the three fucking shells moving around and you're trying to guess which one the fucking P's in. P ain't in none of them, people. The fucking fact is these motherfuckers are dodging and ducking and doing everything they can to get every kill they can in before they're fucking stopped. Before, like back in the 70s when they stopped it for the swine flu at 10,000 fucking murders. Did those people ever go to fucking prison? They should have been fucking killed. That was fucking premeditated murder. This is premeditated murder. They've already decided that they're going to get a fucking way with this no matter. I mean, so the thing here is to kill as many as you fucking can. But then again, you son of a bitches, it's time for us to start killing back. They are killing us, okay? They're not sending soldiers out. They don't fucking know. You ain't going to be able to fucking sell this fucking racket to any goddamn soldier because they don't want to eat fucking bullets back. But these fuckers are doing it, but just idiot. Well, they're killing, I guess they're cleaning the gene pool a bit. But they're still fucking, I mean, people are going to have, hey, you know what? I've talked about it before. I told you we'd lose a couple million getting into this goddamn fight. Now you're looking at, you're seeing your fucking relatives die. You're seeing people you care about fucking die of their own stupidity and cowardice. Call it what it fucking is, because that's all it can be. And you are you building resentment? See, this is supposed to discourage you. This is supposed to throw you into apathy. It doesn't throw me into apathy. It shows me what you fucking are. And it makes me more determined than ever that you are going to pay the full fucking price for what you have done. And I don't know what the goddamn price would be for fucking the kind of genocide you fuckers have committed. A hanging's too quick. And you can say what you want about, oh, no cruel and unusual punishment. Well, you relieved yourself from that protection of the law when you fucking became a fucking traitor to this goddamn country. And we, the people, are not bound to fucking, to only eat to each other, not for the cruel and unusual punishment. Man, there is no fucking cruel enough or unusual enough punishment to fucking suit this crime that has been committed upon all of we, the people. Anyway, we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chilliwack in the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chilliwack, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:38 Pacific Time, and that was Avriel Lavigne with Knocking on Heaven's Door, which is just about how we feel come Wednesday around here every fucking... No, it's how we feel every fucking day. Let's get real. These motherfuckers keep pushing forward. We're not fucking pushing back. It's on us. We're allowing it. We're a sick fucking bunch of fucking people that for allowing it. Because there are the people... I mean, there's plenty that want to fight. It's just these little fuckers that are in the way. They talk about us being... They're in the goddamn way. Knock them the fuck out of the way. Back to this fucking lie. I mean, let's look at this fucking switching fucking goddamn. I mean, get yourself three different diseases and spread it around. Oh no, it was over here. It was over here. It was over here. It was, like I said, it's like three fucking goddamn walnut shells. It's supposed to have a pea under one of them. There was never a pea. It's all. And they've been taking your fucking money. They've been taking your fucking lives over a fucking game that doesn't even have a pea in it. It has no COVID-19 because it doesn't exist. Let's see if we can find any other thing, anything else in this article. The overstated figure was released by the CDC on December 20th, the day before President Joe Biden, he ain't no fucking president, he's a goddamn CEO of a fucking corporation that is in violation of the United States of America's fucking highest law of the fucking land, fucking ratified December 15th, 1791 by we the fucking people, our fucking law, our fucking land, our fucking country, criminal. That's what Joe Biden is. That's what every fucking one of these communist cocksuckers and these fascist cocksuckers are. Gave a speech warning that unvaccinated Americans are at high risk of serious illness because of the new variant. So when he did this, and then they tried to make that look like a high risk by fucking sending some numbers from some place that they couldn't be because it was showing that there was 820 fucking thousand people you already fucking killed. I mean, and once this is all fucked, once they can't play the game anymore and they're caught in their web of lies, how many of them are going to fucking even be prosecuted? Look what they did in 2008. You know 11,000 people blew their fucking brains out back then over that fucking con, that fucking lie, these dirty, rotten son of a bitches? It's time to blow their fucking brains out. He also made the claim that, quote, almost all of the more than 400,000 Americans who died from COVID-19 in 2021 had been inoculated. But we just read the fucking official report where they dug through the fucking numbers and they said it was more like 820,000. And yes, they had taken the fucking vaccine. The vaccine is what has killed them. I mean, there can only be one right, can't it? Oh, no, there's many truths, people. I have my own truth, and it doesn't match yours. It's pure subject matter. If it can have more than one truth, it's subject matter, believe me. But there, I mean, here's your 400,000 right there, yeah, who died from COVID-19 because they hadn't been inoculated. And it just now said that they went through the fucking records and, oh, yes, they had been inoculated, and it was like 820,000. Now what are we going to do about this? I mean, you're talking about 820,000 fucking deaths. They want to go and take your fucking guns because 10 people get shot in a fucking night, 10 queers get shot in a nightclub. That's 820,000 premeditated fucking murders on a handful of motherfuckers. And surely there's the FBI's investigating this. No, wait a minute. The FBI is there to protect these motherfuckers. The only ones that can do anything about this is you and me. We can continue to let hundreds of thousands of fucking people die. We can continue to let these motherfuckers push us around when we... like I said, it's like the Australian boy. Just let them keep pushing you fucking around. Oh, my God, I mean, I could get hurt by that little fucking worm that's fucking crawling across my foot that I could just step on. This is disgusting. Because of fears over Omicron, Biden's administration tightened travel restrictions, including a ban on visitors from 8 countries in South Africa where the variant was first identified last month, but then it wasn't. It was over in this column. Remember, we just read that. You see what they're fucking doing? I mean, they're trying to fucking hide a pee that ain't there. I don't care which one you fucking point your finger at, that pee ain't gonna fucking be there because it's never been there. The travel ban will end on December 31st. I love these goddamn timelines on this stuff because they know they have no fucking authority to do any of this fucking shit. They are without, they're zero authority. They are a fucking corporation. They have no fucking jurisdictional authority in this country whatsoever as a corporation. Only way you can get any kind of jurisdictional authority to do shit or tell anybody shit is to go as an individual in your individual capacity to the common law courts and get a fucking verdict from a goddamn common law jury. The highest law in this fucking land. That's why they got to keep playing these fucking games backwards and far. It'll end on the 31st. We'll quit committing this particular incident of treason on the 31st of fucking December. The president said on Tuesday, still he was warned that unvaccinated Americans face a winter of severe illness and death. Well, I ain't seeing it, buddy. Because you're done with your illness and death. I mean, the people who've been vaccinated are probably looking at fucking a fucking winter of illness and death. But the rest of us who ain't that goddamn stupid, who, you know, yeah, you fucking, you sit there like you fucking, you know, they want rid of that Bill of Rights. That's what it really comes down to. It's like that one I'm not going to fucking read because they want me to fucking read it. But they want to change that Bill of Rights. It's like, you know, you got some rich fucker, man. Let's take fucking a real rich son of a bitch, Bill Gates or Zuckerberg. And he wants a bridge across the river. Only he doesn't have a fucking clue how to build a fucking bridge across the river. And the people who do know how to build the bridge across the river don't want to. So now you're going to try and force somebody to do something. And so, I want this bridge across. Fuck you. Your mammon ain't worth, if they don't want to take your mammon, you're finished, aren't you? You worked the rest of your life. You couldn't come close to building a bridge across the fucking river, could you? Because you are inept. You are a fucking goddamn agent of the fucking New World fucking order communist fucking society. You, the international corporate mafia. And you don't know how to wipe your own fucking ass. We do. We're the ones with all the, we're the ones that built all the fucking bridges. Who built all the bridges, people? That would be us. Did the son of a bitch who said, I want that bridge built and here's a big pile of money. Did he build that son of a bitch? Did Mammon build it? Nope. The actual building was done by fucking human beings with their fucking arms, their legs, and our minds. And you have become a fucking problem, like us looking across that expanse of that river, and we know we want to put a bridge across it. You have become a problem to solve, and that's really all you fucking are, and we're going to solve your fucking ass. We're going to solve you crown heads of Europe over that fat little fucking cunt sitting on the goddamn English throne. You fucking cunt, we're going to settle you as our problem. You're going to cease being our problem. You've been our problem for 240 fucking years, and your ass is finished. Get used to the fucking idea. Here's an American national telling you're a fat little fucking cunt that fucks poodles in the ass. Because you have a dick, evidently. Where were we here? Okay. December 31st, the president said on Tuesday, still he was warned that unvaccinated Americans face a winter of severe illness and death. Why? White House medical advisor Anthony Fauci, that fucking, he's a fucking contractor, people. He's a private fucking contractor who's gonna, I mean, I got another article talking about the fucking pension this son of a bitch is gonna get the largest pension. Like he was a government goddamn, worked for the fucking government. I mean, he was like an elected official, elected by the people, and we owe him something. We're gonna pay this son of a bitch. You talk about outrage. Said on Monday that with Omicron spreading, even Americans who are vaccinated against COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 doesn't exist. Shouldn't attend large New Year's Eve parties. You fucking.
Well, we got to pay the naked official pension.
I guess we do.
Why?
Man. We got to pay his fucking pension, huh? A private fucking contractor, and that's what that son of a bitch is. See, the corporation, we know, none of these fuckers, these so-called ex-presidents, fucking Clinton, fucking Obama, fucking Bush, all we don't owe them fuckers nothing. If they work for a corporation, they didn't work for we the fucking people. And it's provable. Read Title 18, Definition 15. That's who they fucking worked for. We owe them nothing, and they worked against us. They were our fucking enemy. But you're going to pay them a pension. And you're going to pay Fossey, who is a part of a fucking goddamn, part of a corporation. He is not an unelected fucking official, not fucking sanctioned by we the people, and we're going to fucking pay this son of a bitch. Really? I'm not. There will be other. Go ahead.
Everybody should get the same, what do you call, like when you sell the oil money, we should get a share of it. That should be
Our annuities. That should be our fucking annuities.
Everybody gets the same. I don't care if you're elected or whatever.
It belongs to all of us, doesn't it? And did you even agree to sell yours, Charlie? Because I didn't agree to sell shit of mine.
I protested.
Me too. Me too, brother. I protested it. I know my grandfather. He never got no annuities. He worked his ass off all his life to have what he had, and his father, and his father, and his father, and his father. So how in the fuck did we end up owing trillions of dollars to somebody? If we're working and paying in to a thing that we weren't taking shit out of, that was just being, and they'll tell you. I mean, they'll tell you, we do 28 trillions missing that we can't account for. That shit right there should be enough for everybody in this fucking country to march straight down to Washington, D.C., yank these motherfuckers out in the fucking street, and beat them to death. Until they told us where our fucking wealth is. And then send them a goddamn message saying, you want to turn our fucking wealth back over to us, or do you want to eat an ICBM, because we're free through fucking around with you pricks. Where were we here? South Africa Medical Association Chairwoman Angelique Cotese has called the international reaction to Omicron a storm in a teacup, insisting that the new strain causes minor or no symptoms, which they've said all the fucking long. They said that about COVID-19. I mean, even though it didn't exist, because it's just the common fucking cold, so it's going to do what the common fucking cold does. We'll just call it COVID-19 and say that a 99.6% recovery rate. It's deadly. It's going to kill everybody. It's a pandemic. Oh, my God. Hurry up. Get a shot. And then we'll make these shots that kill them, you see. And then when the shots start killing, we'll say, that's the COVID-19. It's because those people who won't take the shot to kill them, you see. I mean, goddamn, how fucking stupid. We're not that stupid. We're good shots, but we ain't that fucking stupid. You motherfuckers, you called it. You attack our fucking Bill of Rights, we'll attack you. Straight up. Causes minor or no symptoms in most people. She said last week that with infections now declining in South Africa and the strain allegedly not having caused increases in... Fuck. COVID-19 doesn't exist. Hospitalizations or deaths. The country is over the curve on Omicron. Over that zero, the curve of the zero, because zero plus zero plus zero plus zero. I don't care how many fucking zeros you want to put there. You know what it equals, guys? It equals zero. It's always going to equal zero. And that's what they can't change. That's where the web will come together, where it cannot be fucking, where they cannot tell one more fucking lie to advance their agenda one more fucking inch, where they will be forced to either say, we're injecting you to kill you, and that's the truth of it, we're going to keep on doing it, we're going to come with troops, we're coming to kill you, or they're going to have to stop like they did back in the 70s with the swine flu. And once they stop, there can't be no, I mean, goddamn, the evidence, the piles, well, then it didn't matter, you know, with the... I hate to even bring it up. The last fucking corporate election, which wasn't even an American fucking election, which is a fucking, it was a crime and a fraud in itself, just existing, and everybody who participated in it was a goddamn traitor. But I mean, it's like saying, you know, we're going to fix it now. We understand. There's a stack of affidavits, a fucking foot high, 1,000 fucking affidavits. Oh, no, we can't. Preserving the lie so that the people will continue to fucking vote and allow their throats to be cut is more important than fucking the truth. You see, because the truth will fucking set these fuckers on fire. That's what they need to get. They need to burn slow. They need to roast like the Indians used to do. You know, build the fire back from them, you know, 6 or 8 fucking feet and put it about 20 feet fucking tall. Just fucking dry branches and let the heat get them. Roast them son of a bitches alive. And that would still be good, too good for them. And then after it burns down, pick the fucking coals out of the goddamn sticks out of the pile and poke their fucking blisters. That would still be too good for these fucking murderous motherfuckers. Here's the one that they wanted us to read. Should we allow the Boston Globe to edit the Constitution? The Boston Globe ain't gonna do shit. Nobody's gonna touch that motherfucker, because when you do, you know the guns are gonna start going off, motherfuckers. You're at the edge of the jungle. You've got all you're gonna fucking get. So you can keep fucking around with the third world where they ain't got nothing, they ain't got no goddamn claws, and they ain't got no goddamn teeth in their jungle. But they're obtaining them again. And I bet you if they ever get them back in Australia, they never let those motherfuckers go again. But it's on us. No, they're up to the edge of the jungle. They can't get nobody else. So this is why you're seeing all this. Should we allow the Boston Globe to edit the copy? You know how fucking ridiculous that is? But in the beginning, as I told you, before we got past this goddamn fucking shit, that we were going to have, should we allow Walmart to fucking remove the Constitution and replace it with the Walmart Charter? What's the fucking difference? Yeah, you should give it a fucking go, Boston Globe. Every one of you pricks who have signed on to this son of a bitch and thing, you signed your fucking death warrant. Realize that. I know it's fucking when you're in the driver's seat and you've done the con jobs, you've got the web of lies around you, but it's going to collapse in on you. It never fucking fails. You will not fucking succeed. And you will end up, I mean, goddamn, you do not know the hate that's out there for you. And the fucking people, I mean, people sit all fucking day long and figure ways to hurt you worse and keep you alive longer. I guarantee you fucking that. Oh, man, what should we do here? What we got left here? I ain't gonna do it. I ain't gonna do your fucking story. Here it is. We'll do this one. This is a good pisser offer. Instead of facing charges of crimes against humanity, Fossey eligible to receive the largest retirement pay in U.S. government history. Now, this son of a bitch never worked for the government. He was never elected by the people. It's a private fucking corporation, the CDC is, in cahoots with goddamn Bill Gates. And somehow we owe this private, well, how long have they been milking us for this private corporation called the United States of a fucking America? And calling us their goddamn property. And telling us we're responsible, whatever debt we make, you're responsible for. Fuck you. I didn't sign no goddamn paper saying I'm responsible for shit. Oh, you got a fucking straw man, dead man, my new. Well, I'm not that person. I've done made that clear to you. So I guess I don't owe you shit. You, I mean, one of the things that they were arguing about back in the day when they were arguing the Federalist, Anti-Federalist fucking arguments was the fucking taxation. Well, tariffs, yes. We're just going to operate the whole government off of tariffs. But then the people end up paying the tariffs because they have to pay more for the fucking product coming from out of country, which was a good incentive to make the fucking product right here, right? I mean, it was a good fucking, I mean, that was one of the good things that we had going for us. Yeah, I heard you. I said tariff, really, I did. Thank you. Lori, I thought it was Lori. I was going, how in the hell did she yell through the goddamn headphones? At any rate, we were supposed to pay, you know, the whole thing was supposed to run on tariffs. And then when they instituted the income tax, it was only supposed to be for those who were working for the fucking government. They would pay back a portion, and that's how it was supposed to operate as a goddamn corporation, a self-sustaining corporation. They never had no authority to take money from us. If they had authority to tax us, what good would the fucking Bill of Rights be? They wouldn't have to follow no procedural due process to get fucking anything from us. No individual would. We just said, well, we're the government. Give it here, like they do now with the goddamn asset fees, asset forfeiture. Pull you over on the side of the road, take your goddamn money, and go down the goddamn road, highwaymen. That's how far this fucking shit has gone. But they never had the fucking authority to tax us, let alone take our money and give it to... We're facing a direct tax right from fucking a foreign country, Israel. A direct fucking tax from a foreign country. Are you hearing me? And we're and they're out there in goddamn la-la land. I don't know where fucking UN world is. I mean, does it exist in the clouds? Or where is this goddamn place called the United Nations? But they're all over there together. Oh, they're working up a fucking goddamn deal where this... I don't know, this place right next to Shangri-La is going to fucking dictate to us what we will... fuck your rights. I don't care what your Bill of Rights says. We're a higher authority. You think you're a higher authority? I'll aim a little higher. That's all there is to it. You motherfuckers ain't doing shit. And the fact is, the people across this goddamn planet are going off right now. Every fucking country, the people are going off. They're not going to show it. Well, I mean, I haven't looked at the TV. I don't know. But I would have certainly seen it on the goddamn site. But they're not going to show what the people in the other countries are doing. You know what you would be doing. I mean, if your life's on the fucking line, you're trying to get weapons, you're trying to fucking kill the goddamn enemy before the enemy kills you. I mean, that what they would give just to have a fucking gun. And we got all the fucking guns in the fucking world. We got enough guns to take over the fucking world. And we sit here and we take it fucking worse than they do. I watched that goddamn clip of that fucking, those cops coming in that New York restaurant to get that little boy, like 5 or 6 or 8 of these motherfuckers, come in for a little timing, like a fucking, like a little 3 or 4 year old boy. Boy, I mean, goddamn, where are the men? How about you motherfuckers that were in that goddamn restaurant stand up like you got some goddamn balls and are from New York? Kick the, forget about those goddamn uniforms. That's what gets you. You're scared of clothes. You know how fucking ridiculous that is? The uniform scared you to death. You wouldn't even fight. That is pathetic. You should have kicked their fucking asses out of that restaurant, beat the fuck out of them out in the street, stripped them fucking clothes that scare you up off so bad, and set them on fire in the middle of the street and left the motherfuckers naked laying there. If enough of you would have did it, there wasn't a goddamn thing they could do. And if more want to come, bring more of your fucking people. You outnumber them 1,000 to 1. Start acting like it. Quit bringing fucking 2 people to a fucking gang fight. If they want a gang fight, bring your whole fucking gang. What world did you grow up in, you fucking idiots? Anyways, guys, I've had enough of this, and I got to go shovel some fucking snow off the car so I can go down to the goddamn store. And I haven't shoveled any yet, so I got some fucking work ahead of me here. But at any rate, you know, this, they're going to continue with this shit like, you know, Walmart's decided to change the Constitution, but what they're really talking about is the First and Second Amendment. This First and Second Amendment, our fucking law has nothing to do with your fucking Constitution. You can't touch it. The Ninth Article 4 fucking bids the Constitution to have any authority to fucking deny or disparage. And we can understand those goddamn words. Everybody can. Push these fucking cowards out of the way that would let fucking 5 or 6 cops come in and fucking harass a little boy. He didn't have the balls to jump in. Just push those motherfucking punks aside. Tell me you're a fucking punk. Stay the fuck out of the way or you're going to get hurt. Go crawl in a fucking hole. When we get done here, we'll march you out to the goddamn sea and you can swim for your admiralty. Anyway, that's the word from. We'll be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast, the word from the trenches. And until then, man, just keep it. Let's look at this shit. It's falling apart. This is fucking funny. It would be funny if it wasn't so goddamn serious. 820,000 fucking people dead. How many, God knows how many around the fucking world. But they are fools. They are fucking fools at a higher level. Because they have to know this shit's gonna come back on them. They just think, just like Jefferson Davis and fucking generally. Yep, we killed hundreds of thousands. We killed millions. We did, but well, we're not gonna prosecute. No prosecutor would fucking prosecute them. Well, your goddamn take care of your ass fucking Hillary Clinton prosecutors are gonna be gone, motherfuckers. You're gonna be facing the American nationals, the fucking people. The people that you have done this to, and you are going to fucking answer, and that is the word from the trenches.